Welcome to the Speak Life Radio Broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church, soon to be New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God. Today's speaker is Pastor Rico Griffith.
Psalm 133, 1 to 3. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I want you to recognize already in this verse, it ends with an exclamation mark and not a full stop. As Holy Spirit drew it to my attention just now. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 2 goes on to say, it is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, and the Jew of Hermon, and as the Jew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life for the living God this morning fall fresh upon us today. We thank you for the privilege of gathering together as your people. We ask for a spirit of unity among us, not for our glory, but for yours. Help us to recognize and embrace, oh God, the unity that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Open our eyes, oh God, to see how we can better live out this unity in our daily lives and as a community, even in our community. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving this morning. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to speak to you on the topic today, when we all get together. In these verses, we see the beauty and the benefit of unity depicted in vivid imagery. It is something that God not only desires for us, but it is something that he blesses. Did you get that in the three verses that we read? I said that unity is not only something that God desires of us, but it is something that he blesses. And I pray that we would open our minds and our hearts this morning to the Lord as we explore this topic over the next few minutes, when we all get together. This psalm paints a vivid picture of unity as a precious oil. I said it paints a very clear picture of unity as a precious oil. It paints it as a blessing that is not only good, but that is also pleasant. Can I tell you that there are some things that may be good, but may not be pleasant? Do you know that? You may have vitamins to take. They may be good, but they don't taste pleasant. You may have Buckley's, according to Brother Peter, to take. That slogan says it is awful, but it works. All right then. And it works. You may be in pain and a massage may be good, but it may not be pleasant because it is going over some spots in you that are hurt. Are you with me this morning? So here in the Word of God is telling us that not only is unity good, but it is pleasant. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The imagery of oil in the Bible often signifies the anointing. It often signifies consecration, and it often signifies the Holy Spirit. And so when we live in unity, we are essentially living under the anointing. We are essentially living under the consecrated life and living under the Holy Spirit. In other words, we are living in the blessing of God. When we live in unity, we are living under the blessing of Almighty God. And it is a beautiful thing. This unity is not superficial or forced. But spiritual unity often binds us together in love and mutual respect. Church, this morning, it is powerful. The Bible tells us, as we bring up the second verse, the Bible tells us it is like the precious ointment, the second verse. It is like the precious ointment, the precious oil that runs down on Aaron's beard and onto his robe. I want to explain this a bit to us this morning because we cannot take for granted that we read it and understand or even get or grasp where the text is going. But this is a reference to the anointing of Aaron as the high priest. And this anointing oil was not just sprinkled, but the Bible tells us it was poured out in abundance. If you sprinkle something on your head, it can't run down. If you sprinkle it, you hardly get anything. But the Bible says it is like precious ointment, another version would say precious oil, upon the head. And it was so much that it ran down upon the beard. And it was so much that even Aaron's beard, I believe, was long. It moved from the beard and it went down, not to his garments only, but the Bible tells me to the skirts of his garment. Where is that? To the bottom. My Lord, have mercy. It is like that precious ointment that was not sprinkled, but it was poured. And so similarly today, when we dwell in unity, God's blessing is not just sprinkled. God's blessings is not just sprinkled, but God's blessings are poured out upon us in abundance, whereby it flows from the head to the foot. My God, have mercy. When we dwell together in unity, the blessing of the pastor will run from the platform to the door. I said, when you dwell in unity, it got to come from the head and down the beard and down to the skirts of the garments. I tell you, if you're down there, you're going to get some. Yes. Are you with me this morning? Praise the name of the Lord. And so the unity of believers, it attracts God's favor and blessing like none else. And how do I know that? A lot of times people talk about blessing. My God, have mercy. And they got nothing to back it up. But verse 3 of my Bible tells me that after that, as the Jew of Hermon and as the Jew descended upon the mountain of Zion, it was there that the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And do you know that that life forevermore is a blessing as well? Praise the name of the Lord. Unity requires active engagement. Unity requires effort. Unity requires sacrifice. Unity requires commitment to peace and reconciliation. Unity calls for humility. It calls for gentleness. It calls for patience. It calls for bearing with one another in love. It's about putting the interests of others above our own. It's about seeking to build up rather than to tear down. It's about speaking the truth in love and forgiving each other just as Christ has forgiven us. I said this morning, unity calls for effort. It calls for sacrifice. It calls for commitment to peace and reconciliation. Unity is a reflection of the nature of Almighty God. What do I mean by that, Pastor? I mean that the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit exists in perfect unity. One don't go against the other. They all have one function, different functions, but one purpose. It is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They don't go against each other. They are distinct yet. They are three persons yet. There is one God. And this divine unity is the model for our unity this morning. Even before I go on, as believers, if we think about the cross, when the Son was on the cross, my God, he knew he had a purpose. Before he was born, he knew he had a purpose because he always existed. In the book of Genesis, it said, and God said, let us make. That us was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So Jesus was there even before he was Jesus. Jesus is just his earthly name. And when he was on the cross, he said, oh Lord, take this cup. Huh? He said that? Take this cup away from me. That was us, you know. That was the flesh. Because he was 100% God, 100% man. So he identified with us. Lord, this burden is so heavy. This cup is too much. But then because they don't go against each other. Lord, not my will, Father, not my will. I am down here. I am serving a purpose, but not my will, but thine be done. So unity. And as believers, we are distinct individuals with different gifts, different personalities, different backgrounds, different families. But yet we are one in Christ Jesus this morning. We are members of one body. And our unity is a testimony to the world of God's love and transformational power. Are you with me today? Unity is a vital necessity for the body of Christ. It is the environment in which we grow and mature in our faith. It's the context in which we exercise our spiritual gifts for the common good. It is the platform on which we proclaim the gospel to a divided world. Without unity, we are like a body disjointed and dysfunctional. Unity is also about God. I said this earlier. Unity is about his glory, his kingdom, and his purpose. It's about manifesting his love, his grace, and his power to the watching world. It's about advancing his gospel, his mission, and his cause. When we live in unity, we align ourselves with God's heart and also with God's will.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us this morning. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit us at www.btaplaceforyou.com, or you can visit our social media pages on Instagram, BT A Place For You, or on Facebook at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. We look forward to welcoming you.